Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we were talking about the penalty for adultery in Deuteronomy. Let's continue with that thought today.
Let my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
But as it turned out, I just had to make sure that this is the person I wanted to be the mother of my children, the person who would stick with me through trials and troubles. That this would be the person who could help me to follow Christ. I spent an entire night. Now, it is in a broom closet, but the broom closet wasn't a little one. I would say it was at least 4 feet deep, you know, and maybe 2 feet to 3 feet wide. And so it was a good-sized broom closet, but I spent that entire night in a broom closet till about 6 that morning praying until I was sure whether or not God wanted me to marry her. Once I had that assurance, that was great. We proceeded with the plans, got engaged, and then we got married down the road a little bit later in June of 1969. Now, I say all of that to say, men and women, always seek God's will before you get married. Make sure you're marrying the right one. Now, I'm not going to go into this, but in Ezra chapter 10, verses 10 through 17, it tells the story of how some men had married strange wives of the land, that is, unbelievers and people who were not Jews. And they are told by Ezra that they are to put away these wives. And now again, understand, Ezra, the prophet of God, is speaking under the direction of the Holy Spirit of God. So you might wonder, well, isn't that contradictory? That God's Spirit would tell him to put those wives away? No, it's not. You say, well, why not? Because they just added them to the wives they already had. Now, you ladies at home, your husband come home and said, look, I just married two more, and we need to find a room for them. Well, that'd be the last word you probably said. But God wants them to put away because he didn't view them as married. Although the laws of the land had allowed it. God's law is supreme. Look, American laws, laws of other countries may change, but God's law is the one that's supreme, and he's the one that gives everlasting life, not the laws of men. So again, they were having two or more wives at once, and he says, no, you get rid of those. You get them out of there. We don't want that. Now the next passage we're going to look at is Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 22 through 29. If a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die, both the man that lay with the woman and the woman. So shalt thou put away evil from Israel. Now, here's something that you need to notice. He said, if they be found, if a man be found lying with a woman. Actually, what he's saying here, they actually seen it. And if they did see it, they reported and the death penalty would be carried out. You see, be careful. Be careful. Because this adultery, this fornication, is a very, very serious sin in God's sight. Be careful about throwing around accusation. God wants an actual witness. Now, I've heard people say, well, so-and-so said this, and I believe them. Well, you may believe them. Did so-and-so see it? Well, no one sees the actual act. Well, they did in the Bible. The woman at the well, she had had five husbands. The man she was living with was not her husband. That was definite. There's a woman taking adultery in John chapter 8. They actually caught her. Phinehas put a spear through the back of a man and the stomach of a woman when he went in the tent and caught them. And God honored that, by the way. And so when they got caught, then they dealt with it. Now let's go on to verse 23. If a damsel that is a virgin be betrothed unto a husband, and a man find her in the city and lie with her, then ye shall bring them both out unto the gate of that city, and ye shall stone them with stones that they die. The damsel, because she cried not, being in the city. And the man, because he hath humbled his neighbor's wife, so shalt thou put away evil from among you. Now understand, they'd been betrothed, is just like what we call engagement, only stronger, in that they were considered married. You had to go through the legal channels to break betrothal. This man probably forced her. But she didn't scream. She didn't yell. She could have. See, betrothal was as binding as marriage. And so that's what happened. And so it was close to saying, all right, you've done this, even though they are almost married, we consider them in that sense. And that's why he says something about he has humbled his neighbor's wife. Now, in verse 25, he says, but if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, she hasn't yet become one flesh with the man, but they are betrothed, and the man force her and lie with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die, because, again, he shall die because he did this. But unto the damsel, he says, thou shalt do nothing. Now, as evil for the man as it is for the woman to do this sin. This is not whoredom. This is not harlotry. Rather, when a woman just gives herself, doesn't charge money, there's a word that some think is a cuss word. It's actually not a cuss word. I've checked four dictionaries in the etymology of the word, and it is not a cuss word, but the word slut. It's not a slang word. I checked it out. But it applies in four different dictionaries to a woman of low moral character, and it has even in some societies been applied to the man. Now, slut, just like the word harlot and whore, are words that we don't like to hear. But they are things that the Bible addresses, and we'll see more about that as we go on. But he goes on to say, there is in the damsel no sin worthy of death. For as when a man riseth against his neighbor and slayeth him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, and the betrothed damsel cried, and there was no one to save her. Now, ladies, always scream. Teen girls always scream. If you work in an office and that man comes up behind you, ladies, and tries to kiss you or grab you or anything of that nature, scream out and turn the person in right then. Turn them in. Doesn't matter how much they cry, oh, my wife will leave me or anything like that. They've done this before. Don't let them get by with it, or they'll continue to hurt many others. Some will give in. Some won't. So if a man find a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lie with her, and they be found, that is, they're caught in the act, maybe they're with child also, but now she was not betrothed, she was single, the man was single, then the man that lay with her shall give unto the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he hath humbled her. He may not put her away all his days. So, he can't put her away ever. Now, we're not under the law, so somebody got your daughter pregnant. No, you can't expect 50 shekels of silver today. But we also don't put people to death in this country for the sin of adultery, as was mentioned in this passage. But in God's eyes, these things called for the death penalty, particularly when there was a spouse who cheated on her husband. Now, did you notice they were caught in the act? Now, the Bible tells us that, not me. They're condemned. You don't condemn them on accusations only. And so when you do that, then you would have probably helped to crucify Christ when the false accusations were made against him. So they were caught in the act. A witness to a serious charge, and this was serious in God's sight, tells it as it is, but don't spread just hearsay. You heard this, you heard that. Don't spread that. You know, they do this on Facebook and other things, and that is a dirty, crying shame. Look, somebody spreads these accusations, whether it's something of this nature or something else, and you go check it out, and you find out it's not really true. One thing you've learned is that you can never trust that person again. Now, they may have accusations that are true in part, but not the way they painted it. Just realize, stay away from that person, or one day they will paint the same kind of thing of you. And they're self-righteous. They think that they're completely righteous in what they do, and they don't know that they're an abomination to God as much as a homosexual is, because they're sowing discord among the brethren, which the Bible, not me, the Bible calls abomination. And so, many times they're worse than the charge they make. And so they're sowing discord. Look, you get involved with them that sow discord, you're becoming a friend of the world, not God. That's putting you at enmity with God, for friendship with the world is enmity with God. And that's a serious sin.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Bible.